Soon, people buying maple syrup will begin seeing different names on the label. Gone will be Fancy, Dark Amber, and Grade B. Instead, all syrup will be labeled Grade A, with flavor descriptors like delicate, rich, robust, and strong taste. Vermont is the first maple syrup-producing region to adopt the grading system created by the International Maple Syrup Institute.
I think these new grades will really help us sell some syrup. You know, it just gives a better sense of what's in the bottle.
Matt Gordon is the executive director of the Vermont Maple Sugar Makers Association. He says when producers sell directly to customers, they have no problem helping people find the syrup they want. But as more syrup is sold on supermarket shelves out of state, the flavor descriptors on the label will help sell the product. Emma Marvin, one of the owners of Butternut Mountain Farm, says Vermont's grading system also inadvertently steered some customers away from the darker syrup because Grade B conveyed inferiority.
They choose maybe something that's a little lighter and more delicate, simply based on the moniker. And so hopefully that'll change and allow people to feel comfortable buying the product that really aligns with the flavor profile they're looking for.
Marvin likes that the new rules allow customers to buy some very dark maple syrup that was formerly only sold as commercial grade. Now, dark syrup lovers can look for a bottle labeled very dark maple syrup with a strong taste.
Over time, we've seen a trend with folks preferring the darker, stronger flavored syrups, and so it just allows more of that type of product to be available to consumers.
Matt Gordon says that the place of origin will still be prominent on the label, and that's important because Vermont will maintain the density requirement that sets its syrup apart.
The more sugar you have in it, the more dense it would be because you have more solids that are dissolved within it. So ours is just slightly denser, and we think that's what gives Vermont one of our, you know, big advantages is it's a little more dense, it's a little more, has a thicker mouthfeel. So, you know, you can really kind of feel the difference.
Gordon says as the market for maple syrup grows internationally, the new grading will help Vermont compete with Canada, the world's leading producer.
You know, Canada, everything is a number, not a grade letter. So it was, you know, Canada number one, Canada number two. And then we're trying to sell them Grade A Dark Amber, and everyone just got confused.
The confusion could continue because Canada has to adopt the standards. The grading change has to go through the Canadian Food Inspection Agency, and it's in the process of drafting proposed rules. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is also reviewing the grading system. A few other states have already agreed to the new grading if the USDA approves a change. And for the first year, Vermont producers will still be able to use up old labels before making the switch, so some Fancy and Grade B will still be on the shelves this spring. For VPR News, I'm Melody Baudette.